My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner, and this is for Roger K. Wild, R-O-G-E-R, middle initial K, last name W-I-L-D-E. This visit was done on October 21st, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. cardiorenal syndrome also plays a role, secondary to coronary artery disease, period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 31 from 29, creatinine of 2.06 from 2.0, and a GFR of 30 from 33. There is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediment or selective or non-selective proteinuria, period. The urine albumin to creatinine ratio is only 14 milligrams, and the urine protein to creatinine ratio is 122 milligrams, period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms and is feeling well overall, period. He is euvolemic and has stable blood pressure, as well as stable weight of 202 with a BMI of 28, period. There is a mild elevation in the serum potassium with level of 5, which is likely related to his intake of Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, period. Due to the lack of protein in the urine, hyperkalemia, we advised him to cut the 20 milligrams of Kerendia in half and to take half of that once a day instead, to prevent further elevation of the serum potassium, period. He verbalizes understanding. Next line, hyponatremia with serum sodium of 132, period. This could relate to lack of oral intake of sodium in the diet, period. The patient appears euvolemic and has no complaints, period. We will continue to monitor. If the hyponatremia worsens, then we will consider ordering additional labs to rule out other conditions such as SIADH, period, although this is unlikely, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hemoglobin A1C of 6.3%, period. This is very well controlled on the current regimen, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia with mildly elevated triglyceride levels of 207, period. The rest of the lipid panel was unremarkable. We recommend a decreased intake of simple carbohydrates as well as foods that are high in fat and cholesterol, and we advised him to continue his pravastatin 20 milligrams every evening, period. We will continue to monitor. Next line, arterial hypertension with very stable blood pressure of 136 over 61. Continue with the current regimen. Next line. Gout / hyperuricemia, which is very well controlled with the uric acid of 5.4 on allopurinol. next line, atrial fibrillation and coronary artery disease. He follows with Dr. Syracuse, S-I-R-A-C-U-S-E, for cardiology, and has an upcoming appointment next week. The next line, we will reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup and